After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
You know, the Greek gods are the best gods because all they do is bang and beat each other up.
To many of us today who have become bored with the idea of one omniscient, perfect deity, Greek mythology and many others provide us with an interesting set of alternatives, a set of deities who behave quite similar to us, a set of stories that we can in some way relate to. In recent years, there has been somewhat of a resurgence in the belief as well as the interest in Greek deities. There's no doubt that pop culture has played its part in helping raise interest in these deities, whether it's in the form of comics and books or movies and TV.
Greek mythology! There he is, indeed.
What is going on? It's your Uncle Staff Man coming to you live from the underbelly. Got a special episode that I want to do for you all today. It is about Greek gods and aliens. But before we get started, as always, the show is sponsored by Dougie's Day-O Donuts. All hail the stale. Dougie says, if it's stale, it's all good.
Yum.
He's got donuts. He's got bagels. You name it, he's got it. You know, that hard goodness that you get the next day.
Oh, yummy.
From a Day-O Donut at Dougie's will definitely satisfy any type of craving that you have. That's Dougie's Day-O Donuts. All hail the stale. Now on with the show. A few house cleaning notes. So, as you all know, I am doing these rewinds for the After School Special podcast. What I'm going to do is redefine a couple things later on down the line as time goes on. I like to talk about retro things and 80s and 90s pop culture. There are a couple wormhole episodes like this that I enjoy doing. So I have decided to start a club, and it's called the Weirdo Club. And what's going to happen is I found a social media site that caters to things like that, and I will be posting more on that and talking about it more later on. And you guys can engage with me, I can engage with you all, and we can talk about all the weird and wild stuff from the 80s and 90s, as well as ancient aliens, Greek gods, any of your thoughts. So just be on the lookout for that, looking to really rebrand and, yeah, get some further engagement with the clubhouse. So calling all weirdos, be on the lookout. So now we'll get down to brass tacks. So I've always been fascinated with Greek gods. I just have. I don't know why, but it's always fascinated me about their power and the myth of ancient Greek heroes like Hercules. Has always fascinated me. So I remember when I was in junior high in the seventh grade, I stumbled upon a book called Greek Gods and Ancient Heroes. And the book was about the different myths of how the gods came into existence and how the Greek heroes or demigods came into the world. And I was hooked. It was nothing else that mattered to me in that moment other than reading that book. And it was really fascinating to me. As I've grown older, I've still been fascinated with the Greek gods, particularly through the Percy Jackson series. And yes, it might be a middle grade book, but it's very fascinating. Rick Riordan, who is the author and creator of that series, does a good job of telling stories from the Greek gods. And it's very entertaining. I'm looking forward to the Disney Plus series. Take it with a grain of salt. I know some people aren't too thrilled about the cast because Annabeth Chase is black and Grover is a brown complexion. So I know there's a lot of people who are upset about that, but you got to keep in mind that these characters are not real, folks. They are just representation of the character. They are not the actual person. They're just representing a character. So if you can look past that, I guarantee you'll be all right. Because to be honest, it's all imaginary. So just chill, enjoy the content, and move on. One example I can give you is the Michael Clark Duncan interpretation Kingpin from Daredevil in the early 2000s with Ben Affleck. I thought Michael Clark Duncan did a fantastic job, but I know a lot of people were not happy with Kingpin being black. But again, he's a big, large individual, and Michael Clark Duncan was a phenomenal actor up until he passed. So I thought he did a real swell job. Vincent D'Onofrio, I believe his name is, who does Kingpin now, was also on Law & Order Criminal Intent, and he was also Gomer Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. I think he is a phenomenal actor. Loved him as Elian Edgar in Men in Black, the first one. So I found that his interpretation really fits the model of Kingpin right now, especially when he was in the Punisher series that was on Netflix. And then they brought him back for Hawkeye, and now Daredevil is back because he was on She-Hulk. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes down the pipe for these characters.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, babies, you liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. It comes out every Wednesday before the episode comes out on Friday. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
Let's get into the Greek gods. So there was a pantheon of Greek gods that were the children of Kronos. And Kronos was a titan, and like he could control time. And Kronos knew that his children were going to overthrow him and the titans. So what Kronos did was he ate all of his children as they were born, with the exception of Zeus, who was hidden from sight. And what ended up happening was Zeus was able to rescue his brothers and sisters by having Kronos throw them up, and they were full grown when they got thrown up. And what ended up happening was the great war of the gods versus the titans. And ultimately, the titans got overthrown. Kronos got chopped up into pieces and sent into the deepest, darkest part of the underworld. And the rest is pretty much history, with Zeus taking over the sky, Poseidon taking over the sea, and Hades, who is the older brother, being tricked into taking over the underworld. So there's always been this uneasy alliance between the brothers. I've always been fascinated with Hades. I've loved Hades ever since I heard about him. He's the richest god. And anytime there's an interpretation of Hades, he's always majestic. With the exception of the Disney version, which was, of course, the Disney version. He was more of a game show host type character on that. So when I think of Hades, I think of the storyteller series done by Jim Henson when Orpheus had to go into the underworld to save his beloved from Hades. And Hades is sitting there with his crown and just elegant and cold. And it took his wife Persephone to plead with Hades to release Orpheus's true love to go back to Earth. And that story ended sadly. But, you know, I've always been fascinated with Hades. So my second god is Poseidon. I've always loved Poseidon as well. So it's been a tie between the two. Poseidon, the earth shaker, creator of the horses. His trident has always been a source of power. Also the father of King Triton from Little Mermaid, if you want to go that route. So he is always seen as a masculine being astride a horse with a fishtail. So that's always been his motif. So I'm going to start talking about the alien connection. So first things first, let's go into the origins. So I'm getting this from AfricaIsWoke.com. And the article is, were the Greek gods Anunnaki aliens? Now, Anunnaki should sound familiar to you because that's Mesopotamia. And that should be also a familiar term if you've ever watched Ancient Aliens, which I love that show. David Childress, Tsoukalos, who's on there, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Eric Von Daniken, and there's another gentleman on there that I really enjoy listening to. It may be considered pseudoscience, but you can't help but wonder if this stuff is true. The Hollow Earth theory that they talk about where there are different types of beings within the layers of the earth fascinates me. You know, the possibility that in another layer of earth, there might be unicorns, which I know would make a lot of people happy. There's also the idea of the lizard people, and the lizard people have been seen and spotted throughout history. Reptilian beings, humanoid beings that have been seen here and there. It's always something of interest when you watch Ancient Aliens. And it's on History of All Channels, you know, so who'd have thunk? So anyway, there is a hypothesis that the ancient astronaut theory says that the Greek gods and the Anunnaki gods who rule Mesopotamia have a connection. There's also a alternative where in Egyptian religion, the Greek gods are pretty much a carbon copy of the Egyptian gods, which I can see that. I could definitely see that because Egyptians have been around for a long time. Their history could have carried over to the Greek and Roman Empire. There is a possibility of that. So going forward, the theory was claimed by Zachariah Stitchin, who pretty much is annotated in this article. So we're going to go through a couple of the connections because they have here the names of the gods and what they possibly could have been related to in the Anunnaki alien race. So Kronos has been compared to the Mesopotamian god Anu, who belongs to the oldest generation of Mesopotamian Anunnaki gods, who were alien beings from the planet Nibiru, according to Zachariah Stitchin's ancient alien hypothesis. The similarity between Kronos and Anu is given as one of the reasons the Greek gods may be the same ancient astronaut gods known as the Anunnaki in ancient alien theory. Another one is a Titan by the name of Prometheus. And if you know about Prometheus, he had an affinity for human beings. He brought fire to the human beings against Zeus's will. And Zeus had him punished by forever being gnawed on by an eagle on his liver. And every time at the end of the day, it heals back up and the eagle starts all over again. So, you know, that is a awful punishment to have to deal with. So there is a legend what Prometheus did in the Mesopotamian legend of the Anunnaki god Enki, who rebelled against the supreme god Enlil by creating mankind and warning him of the great flood. So what ends up happening is Enlil is very frustrated by what Enki did. And Enlil had ordered man's destruction through a natural flood caused by a tidal wave observed by the Anunnaki extraterrestrials from space. In addition, Enki's association with water and fertility also renders him similar to the Greek god Poseidon. So that's also interesting as well. This may also mean that the attributes of particular Sumerian gods may have been shared by more than one Greek god. Zeus, who is god of the sky, god of the storm, the ultimate alpha, known as Jupiter in the Roman Empire, was the ruler of the Olympian gods. And he is considered to be an Anunnaki god Enlil. Zeus as a storm god in the position of ruler of the Greek pantheon also matches with ancient astronaut hypothesis and its understanding of the Anunnaki gods Mesopotamian, which Enlil is the storm god and Anunnaki alien prince from the planet Nibiru. Enlil, like Zeus, was also a punishing storm god and the most powerful of the Mesopotamian gods, placed in charge of Earth command by his father, Anu, which Anu is Kronos. There's one for Aphrodite. She is considered to be Sumerian god Ishtar, also known as Inanna, the Babylonian goddess of fertility and warfare. Apollo, he is the son of Zeus, associated with the sun, justice, morality, and truth. Shamash, another Anunnaki and member of the extraterrestrial astronaut, according to Zachariah Stitchin's ancient alien hypothesis, is Apollo's most likely Sumerian counterpart. So Mesopotamia, Sumeria, these are like really ancient cultures that have some stories to tell. And I'm not educated enough to give you that much information on them. So to all those who are listening, I apologize. It's a really in-depth history and complicated when you're talking about Sumeria, Mesopotamia. So, you know, that's something we could talk about later on down the line or in the clubhouse once it's set up. Here, he is often pictured with a disc that symbolizes the sun like Apollo. The further similarity between Apollo and Shamash, followed by the correlation between Thoth and the Sumerian god Ninshizita, as well as Hades and the Sumerian god Nergal, is proof why ancient astronaut theorists suggest that Anunnaki and the Greek gods were the same, or possibly the children of the Anunnaki. Hermes is Thoth. So Thoth is the Egyptian counterpart to Hermes. In his Egyptian role as Thoth, Hermes was a chief scientist who measured the earth and was appointed the guardian of secrets of the Great Pyramid of Giza. But if you know Hermes, he's the messenger of the gods. He is also known as the god of thieves and travelers. He is also responsible for placing Horus, the son of Isis and Osiris, on the Egyptian throne in the era of the Odin gods of Egypt. And it has also been suggested that he may be earlier Mesoamerican god Quetzalcoatl. I've heard of Quetzalcoatl, but I don't know that much, so bear with me. That's something that I would have to look into later on. Hades is compared to Nergal, the deity who presides over the netherworld, who stood at the head of the special pantheon assigned to the government of the dead. And I've always been fascinated with how death is represented as a bureaucracy. You see that in the movie Beetlejuice, where you get a handbook and it's a lot of red tape to move around in the underworld. It's also seen in Percy Jackson, where there are TSA type lines to get to your reward or your punishment in the underworld. And I've also seen it in the Disney Hercules movie, where there was counter where it talked about over 1 billion souls served. And death is always seen as a business. So I've always found that to be something of interest, because I want to know who started that concept of thinking of death that way. So if you know, reach out to me. Let me know if you found history on that, because it's interesting how death is seen as some sort of government agency.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Hey guys, if you like to see us in the flesh, we have video highlights of our episodes we release on every Wednesday before the new episode that comes out Friday. As always, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show. After School Special Podcast.
It's this lady and she's like, hi, welcome to my vagina.
After School Special Podcast.
What robot pet starts out speaking a unique language, but eventually speaks English? Gloopy? The fuck is a Gloopy?
Podcast comes out every Friday.
Like all the other Greek gods mentioned above, Nergal was also a member of a group of ancient astronaut gods recognized as the Anunnaki. These comparisons between the Greek gods and the Anunnaki gods of ancient Mesopotamia, called the Ancient Astronauts by Zachariah Stitchin and others like Eric von Daniken, are not conclusive, which is a theory. That's what a theory is. I mean, you're not going to get absolute evidence, but it's cool for people to really be thinking about stuff like that. So there is a possibility that these Anunnaki and the gods could be related as far as the children. But there's also the interesting concept of the Egyptian gods and where they fit in into that. And you could go all over the world and see that there's different gods representation. In Native American culture, they are the star people, and the star people are still among us. If you watch Ancient Aliens, they've done a whole episode on that, on the star people and what they represent to the Native American culture. So that's always been fascinating to get into. There are clues to the Anunnaki connection to the Greek gods, and that may lie in the legend of Alexander the Great, who claimed to be a demigod. Such a claim in the ancient world would have been understood in reference to the ancient gods of Sumer, like Gilgamesh of Uruk, the first of the demigods whose divine right to rule mankind was by virtue of the fact that the blood of the gods flowed in his veins. So there you have it. Always fascinating to, and I know I say it a lot, but it's true. It is a very fascinating topic. And I could go on and on, but this is a really short episode, so I don't want to keep you all long. But, you know, if you find yourself with some downtime, get into Ancient Aliens, go on YouTube, follow the rabbit hole, because I'm telling you, it'll take you to some very wild and crazy places. And I look forward to talking to you guys in the clubhouse. I'm really looking forward to that, you know, getting the weirdo gang together and having some fun. So Latchkey Kids, Broken Homies, you're all welcome, man. We're looking forward to getting the weirdo gang out there. So just be on the lookout. I will be posting more about that soon. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it's super short, but the more you know. So I will catch you on the next one.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcast. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
You know, that hard goodness that you get the next day.